This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The farm income bottom line is vastly different this year for livestock producers compared to row crop farmers. Spiro Stefano, administrator of USDA's Economic Research Service, will tell us more from the latest USDA farm income forecast next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operation Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operation Center, only from John Deere.
Spiro Stefano, administrator of USDA's Economic Research Service, says that USDA's farm income forecast for this year shows crop receipts down almost across the board.
Corn is forecast to drop nearly 23%, soybeans just over 14%, cotton nearly 29%, wheat's dropping as well.
The crops that are bringing in larger returns this year are vegetables and melons, with sales up 4%. On the animal agriculture side of the ledger, cash receipts are expected to go up for all the major products.
Cow-calf is increasing nearly 5%. Dairy is increasing 8.8%. Broilers are up 3.4%.
The biggest increase is in eggs, with egg sales climbing nearly 36%. Spiro Stefano provides some of the key numbers in USDA's 2024 farm income forecast.
Net cash farm income is forecast to be at $158.8 billion in 2024. This is a 1.1% decline from 2023. Net farm income is forecast to decrease 4.1% from 2023 to 2024. So despite these expected declines in 2024, net cash farm income and net farm income remain above the 20-year average when we adjust for inflation.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, you can also sign up for our daily newsletter that delivers those five stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.